Right, a little bit flustered. Smacked her chin. Right, now, exciting, we've got a quiz for everybody. So I want everybody participating. There's multiple choice quiz, so it's a little bit easier. And if you can answer by raising your hand, so you've got a choice of A, B, C or D, and you've just got to raise your hand to which one, yeah, not legs, just one hand. Thanks, Paul. To what you think the answer is. Can you work out the true meaning of these phrases? As we go through the quiz, you'll kind of realise what the quiz is about. But overall, it's how in different languages we can communicate different senses of things. For those of you that speak other languages, you'll probably know there's certain phrases that you just can't say in English, perhaps, that you can say in another language. Or there's something that you can say in one language, but it sounds different in your own language, or it means something more to you. Anyway, it will become a little bit more apparent as we go through. If we can have the first question up. So in Seri, which is a native language in Mexico, only about 1,000 people speak this language. They ask the question, sounds like a very personal question, where is your placenta buried? Those are the exact words they say in their language. What does this mean, where is your placenta buried? Do you think it is A, where is the local hospital? B, where are you from? C, how old are you? Or D, where are your grandparents from? So let's start with A. Who thinks where is the local hospital? Okay. One, where are you from? C, how old are you? And D, where are your grandparents from? Okay. Those that put up B, which I think was the majority, are correct. Where are you from? Because when you are born in that place, the placenta is buried in the ground. If we can just move on to the next slide. Prior to hospital births, every person knew exactly where their afterbirth was buried. I mean, I'm getting a TMI here, but I never want to see that thing again. So, by asking for the location of their buried placenta, a native Seri speaker is really asking, where are you from? Okay, so that shows in that language how linked it is to culture. Okay, next question. Well done, you were doing well. In Chinese, the phrase, have you eaten, equates to. So you'll hear somebody say, have you eaten? And to them, they will understand that as, specifically, did you eat lunch? B, can you cook? C, how are you? Or D, how old are you? A, did you eat lunch? B, can you cook? C, how are you? And D, how old are you? Good. Yeah, the majority of you got it there. It is actually C, how are you? Food is so strongly attached to people's emotions and well-being in China. By asking them if they have eaten, you are actually asking them if they are content and happy. It is often the first thing that is asked when you see someone. Have you eaten? Okay, number three. In Spanish, this is a bit more idioms and idiomatic expression, which you have in lots of language. If you say that someone is like a goat, you are saying they are crazy, tired, enthusiastic, or young. Okay, está como una cabra. A, crazy. B, tired. C, enthusiastic, or D, young. Okay, is actually crazy. A, okay. Crazy goats. I suppose this expression could be in many other countries, but specifically this started in Andalusia and Spain, right in the south of the country, where goats were a large part of rural life. And the goat would always be the animal that kind of kicked off a bit. The sheep and the cows, they followed, but the goats tended to be a bit out of control and go crazy when they were herded. So that's where the expression comes from. There's lots of idioms in Spanish and South American countries attached to agricultural experiences, because that was the biggest part of their life at that time. Okay, question four, you're doing well. Add up your points if anyone can say they actually got all of them. That'd be impressive. What would the word, I don't even know how to, I thought, kutch, thank you. I think Gavin, hoping Gavin was here to explain, or safe space offer you in Welsh. So do you want a kutch in Welsh? It translates in English to safe space. Is it advice? Is it the time? Is it police? Is it a hug? So A, B, the time, C, police, Dee a hug. Yeah, that's so cute, isn't it? And we can't really, that doesn't got the same feeling when you say it in English as Kutch. It's like very specific. If we go on to the next slide, is to offer someone a hug, not necessarily out of love or affection, but to offer a safe space. It creates a place in a room and can also be translated. The second translation is a cupboard in Welsh. That's it. So there is no equivalent word in English. Actually started a couche, a Middle English word, which I think the French has got, coucher, lie down, rest, which meant a resting or hiding place. So quite interesting word there. So next time you see Gav, say, oh, can I have a couche, or whatever you say. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Another expression in Portuguese, saudades or longings relate to a pair of trousers, B, missing your home, C, wishing you were in bed, or D, frustration. So a pair of trousers, saudades, nice trousers, missing your home, C, wishing you were in bed, or D, frustration. Yes, you're right, it is missing your home. This is a word that's in a lot of poetry and literature, and it's a deep yearning to be with somebody or to be back in your country. Many Brazilians would use this word to describe how it feels to be outside of Brazil. I'm sure Gabby would identify the feeling of feeling homesick, but it feels like a part of you is missing if you can't be there. And it's very specific to the Portuguese culture. This shows how much feeling and relationship links to Portuguese. And finally, last question. L'esprit de l'escalier, or the spirit of the staircase in French, refers to that feeling when, you might not have heard it specific, quite a specific expression, A, when you wish you had said something on leaving, B, when you've just put your kids to bed, C, when you need to run downstairs, upstairs to the toilet, or D, the joyful sensation of running up the stairs. Okay. I don't know. Isn't there? A, when you wish you had said something on leaving. B, when you've just put your kids to bed. Beautiful, isn't it? C, when you need to run downstairs, upstairs to the toilet. And D, the joyful sensation of running up the stairs. I think my dad does it best. Yeah, something about it. Okay, well done. It is actually A. Okay, literally staircase wit. When you think of the perfect retort to, like, oh, I wish I'd said that to them, especially if it was something you think was unfair and you hadn't said it. The French have a phrase for it. Maybe because the French are very, you know, upfront about things. They don't hide behind things. They like to say what they think. You realise that you had the perfect thing to say. Okay. So all of those things link to an expression that I once heard when we went to Robben Island in South Africa, and was written on the wall there. If we can put the last slide on. If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. We can speak to people in any language and they may have learnt that language, but when you hear your mother tongue or your own home language, it goes directly to your heart. And in the same way, in this passage, God chooses to share one of his most important messages of love in the mother tongues of those first hearers in Jerusalem. It doesn't just come across in one language, it reaches many different languages to the hearts directly of many different people. Sometimes some things can't be conveyed in one language. I know for Gabby, when he hears something in Spanish, it hits him harder than if he hears it in English. A worship song, for example, in another tongue. I'm sure some of you can identify with that as well. But the idea that God gave this gift, using the Holy Spirit, to send all of these different languages so they would really reach the hearts of these people, that his message of love would really reach them. I find that quite amazing, being a kind of language enthusiast. But it's incredible that that was even thought about, and how language still has so much resonance today. Thank you very much. Right, we're going to sing again. Please stand.
Great are you, Lord, and it is your breath in our lungs, and we thank you for the life that you breathed into us, and we pray that you would be with us now as we turn to prayer. Amen. One of the things that we're called to do is to be a church that looks out and is caring towards our brothers and sisters in all these different languages, cultures, countries, and all around the world. And so we're going to turn to prayer. But before we do that, we're going to do it in a slightly different way today. We're going to do international prayer around the room, and we're going to get into groups and pray for different countries and for the needs that they have. But children, you might want to just look at the screen for 1 minute, because we're going to see how many flags you know from around the world. So can you now listen before we put one up there? If you are from this country, don't shout out. Let's see how many other people know the flag. So if it's your country's flag, don't shout it out unless we get to the point where nobody else knows what it is, and then we'll come to you. Okay, so the first one. How many people know which country this is from? Ruth? It's not Ghana. Thank you, Margie. It's from Zimbabwe. So this is the Zimbabwean flag. Who's Zimbabwean here? Woohoo! Okay, next one. Who knows that one? It's not France, but that's the right colours. Okay, Ryan. It's not Scotland, no. Right at the back, is that Aylin? Have you got your hand up, Aylin? Do you know which country it is? It's not Russia. That's a very, very good guess. It's very close. Well, not that close. No. Let's have somebody else. Oh, sorry, Sarah. Yes. And who's from the Czech Republic? 1, 2, 3. Okay. And you live in England. Well done, Ben. Yes. Most of us do. This one. Oh, Wendy, it is Ethiopia. Yes, Ethiopia. Who's from Ethiopia? Woohoo! Ethiopia. And the next one? Oh, Liam, it's not Russia. Ben? It's not France, no. But if you keep guessing, you might get there. But in fact, no, you won't. It's where? Sorry? Oh. James? It's from Germany. Who here is from Germany? Yay! And the next one? We should know this one. Steffi? It's Venezuela. Who's from Venezuela? Yay! No, I'm afraid I didn't put England in there, Ben. I'm sorry. What's the next one? Oh. This is obviously a hard one. Not so many hands. Ryan? It's not Uganda, no. Carrie? It's not Kenya, no? It's Tanzania. Well done, Jackie. Who here is from Tanzania? Yeah! And the next one? Oh, lots of people think they know Peter. It's not England, but I can see why you would think it was England, because it's got the English flag in the corner, which is a bit confusing. Greg, it is New Zealand. Now, our New Zealand people are not here today, but we do have people in our community from New Zealand. And the next one? This one should be relatively easy for Greg and Wendy. This is Uganda. You can't say it because it's your country. Who here is from Uganda? Jesse and Josh. Okay, and the next one? Oh. This one should be easy. Ben! England. It's not England! It's America, isn't it, Rebecca? You would have said America. And who here is from America? Paul! Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I should be more clear, shouldn't I? More specific. Okay, and the next one? Oh. Do you know this one, Ruth? This is Kenya. Who here is from Kenya or lives some of the time in Kenya? All of the Charlans. And the next one? You're not allowed to say if you're from this country. It's not England, Ben. Jenny? It's Nigeria. Who here is from Nigeria? Ben and Ryan and Ruth. Okay, next one. We're nearly at the end. I think this is the last one. Oh. Now, Carol, you're not really from this country, but you did live in this country for a while, didn't you? So what country is it? South Africa. And we also have other people in our church who are from South Africa as well. So all of those countries and more, I haven't even covered all of them, are represented in just our family here at New Hope. Isn't that wonderful that we, as the church today, represent what the Holy Spirit was doing that day on Pentecost, of sending the message into all the world, the message of God's love and of his forgiveness and of his hope. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray in groups for all of those different countries. Fantastic. So in those groups, those people who are from those different countries, one of the things we're called to do is actually to be outward looking as Christians, to be outward looking, to think about what those countries need prayer for and to be praying for them. So in small groups, we're going to do, there's a thing called Operation World. Has anybody heard of Operation World? It's a book, but it's now a website as well, which tells you everything about each country in the world, every single country in the world, and tells you what things that country at this moment in time needs prayer for. And so I've printed out the sheets for all of those countries we represent. And if those people, so I need some people to hold some flags. Right, so here we go. Right, so if you want to just stand and represent your country, and if you want to hold the flags up high, so hold them up high, and if you want to move around so that there's a bit of space, and then we're just going to spend a few minutes praying for the needs of those countries, and the band are going to lead us. That might make it a bit difficult for you to hold it up, mightn't it? If you're playing.
Oh, okay.
To hold it up. Yeah. And the band are going to play while we're praying. So, so if you'd like to move around and then speak to the person who's from that country, and you can then pray for those things, or if you want to, I'm going to put these prayer sheets so there's information about these countries that you can pray for, and I'll pass those around as well. But we're just going to spend a few minutes wandering around and praying for the world that God loves and sent Jesus to save. So let's pray. Living Lord Jesus, we thank you that you did come to save the whole world. And Lord, your heart breaks for every nationality, for all of the things that are troubling, for each nation represented here in this church family at New Hope. Lord, for all those nations we've prayed for, and for all those, Lord, still known to us and under our hearts. And so, Father God, we come to you and ask that you would have your way in each country of the world. That you would bring about peace. That you would bring about justice. That you would restore hope to the countries where it's most needed. And Lord, again, we lift to you all those affected by last night's tragedy in London. And we pray that in your mercy and in your enormous love, you would comfort and strengthen each one. And again, Lord, cause your hope to rise, to shine, to be light in the world. And Jesus, as part of our family, we just thank you for those things mentioned earlier in our service. For the big fun events like the big church day out. For the blessing it is to worship among thousands of our family in you. And we pray, Lord, that there would be many more opportunities for us to worship together in large numbers and see many people coming to faith in you, Jesus. We thank you for all the birthdays that have been recently. We thank you that each year of our life is celebrated by you, your joy in each one of us. We thank you for Emma's sister's wedding and for all the ways in which, Lord, you were just with them as a whole family. Please continue to work in Luke and Laura's life. Continue to reveal yourself to them and let them know how much you love them and are interested in them. And Lord, we thank you and give enormous celebration for Julie's 4 years of being sober. And we pray that you continue to strengthen her and work in her and through her to build her up so that she is all that you have purposed for her to be. And Father, we lift James to you, especially on Wednesday for his interview. We ask that you would be near to him, giving him your peace. And Lord, we pray that there would be the right job, whether it's this one or another one, we pray for the right job for him and for the whole family. And Jesus, we pray for all those people in our church family who are not well, especially we pray for Sheila today, not able to be with us, and others known to us, Lord, those who just need your touch of healing, we ask that you would come and be near to them. We pray that you would bring your healing, your peace, your comfort, and your strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do have a seat. So we've looked at all the flags of the world. And what I thought would be a good activity for the kids, and maybe one or two people who are good at creative things, what I wanted to think about is what would a flag for the church look like? We saw all of those international flags. Peter, just wait 1 minute, wait, and listen to the instructions. Oh dear. Is that the Holy Spirit? It's good lungs, he's going to be a good singer. So, if you can imagine, what would the church flag look like? We are an international church. So, what would a flag that represented all of us together, what would it look like? Okay, so maybe a bit of red, a bit of yellow for the sunshine. And orange. Jesse? All of the countries of the world. So, there might be a little bit of every flag, every colour. Yes, that's the Union Jack, isn't it? That's awesome, Rebecca. Awesome picture. So what symbol? If you're like a bit like the flag for Uganda, there's a symbol in the middle. What symbol do you think the flag for the church would have? And the adults? Carol? A cross? A lion? A dove? A dove for the peace of the world? The Holy Spirit bringing us all together? Maybe the dove particularly as we do that on Pentecost. The world? Maybe the globe in the middle? What else? People shaking hands, so there might be not a number of hands around it. All those, can you draw all of those things on that flag? Any other suggestions about what we should include? Big heart. A big heart, a love heart for God's love and for our love for one another.
I think it should be colourless. It should be like a window.
Ooh. Ooh. There's no colour. It's all just about transparency. A piece of plastic. Titch is getting all emotional. Okay, Bob? An empty tomb. Oh, that's nice as well. Graham?
Fire melting down everybody's sins.
fire melting and burning up people's sins. Yeah, that's a bit deep. Any other thoughts? So while the children are doing that, just the encouragement for all of us to think about what this actually means. What does it mean for us? The Holy Spirit poured out on those first disciples was about sending the message, about giving and sharing. We as a church here at New Hope, our strongest sense of calling to be here, to be the church at New Hope, is to be outreach. And we live in a town, in a city, where every world country is represented, almost, maybe, a little bit. I don't know about you, but in your workplaces, how many other nationalities are represented in your office, in your team, in your school? We as New Hope are here in this community to outreach, to share God's love and to share that message of hope with those people who live and who work in this nearest area. But actually, each one of us are empowered by the Holy Spirit to be a missionary to our neighbours, to our work colleagues, and to all those that we share life with. And so I want to encourage you this week, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's socialising, to look for opportunities to ask somebody about their country. Sorry, Chloe. Ask somebody about their country. Ask them what you can pray. If they know that you're a Christian, it's a great opportunity to say, I would really like to pray for your country. What can I pray for your country? What would make the biggest impact? How would God's love have an impact in your home country? Or what are the things that are most needed in the way of things to be praying for your community in this country, if they are part of a community? But let's take the encouragement of Pentecost to reflect for ourselves on what it means to be the people of God who love the world. Jesus died on a cross and rose again for every country. So how can we, filled with the Holy Spirit, have that same international heart and perspective, even where we live and work around Reading? So next week, when we come to What's God Been Doing, there's an opportunity for you to share. You've gone up to somebody from another country and asked them what you can pray for their homeland or something for their community here in Reading. And I would love to hear, I would love to see how we can live out that Pentecost message of being an international church, of being God's people who love the whole world in our day-to-day lives. So let me leave you with that encouragement. Right, how are we doing with this flag? Ooh, very colourful. Okay, so what have we got in the middle there? Family. The main word is family. Oh, I like that. That's good. What else have we got? We've got love hearts. We've got, is that a dove? The red bird there. Okay, yeah. It might need some wings. Those are yours, Liam. Excellent. I love the cross as well. Oh, Peter, what are you drawing? A dove. Awesome. Okay, well, do we want to hold it up and show everybody? Annabella, are you right to hold it up and show everybody? Should we hold it up? And then you can carry on working on it. Look at that. It is, Titch, a little bit like you said, slightly transparent. We see through it. We are all citizens of heaven, and I'm sure heaven's flag will be more transparent than that. Right, so guys, if you want to put that down, you can keep working on it. We're going to end with our final song. We are marching in the light of God. We are living in his love, and we are moving in his power. Now, this one's got a little bit of a march going on it, and if you want to, you can come out the front and we can march around. If you want to just march where you are, but let's use our whole bodies to worship God as we sing this song together. Children, are you ready to march?
chest, please.
Mine's marching.
Are you hearing some congas or something? Yeah.
Yeah.